This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, welcome to the end of the work week, and I hope your week has been good. And as we come to the end of the work week, let's also kind of think back on what we've been looking at this week each morning as we spend time with God, listening to Him. And we've been focused in on this theme of looking at these two stories in Jesus' life of His interactions with people and learning from that how we can interact with people in a way that just lives out the good news of what God has done for us and what God wants to do for them. Because after all, isn't that what life's about? It's about partnering with God, having had our lives changed by Him, partnering with Him in what He's doing in the lives of the people around us. That's why He's put us in those people's lives, so that they can find Him as well and see Him in us. And so the lessons we've learned, remember we looked at these two stories. In the first story, Jesus comes into the town of Capernaum. He's at Peter's house. People hear He's there. They pack out the house where He is. And this is the pattern of Jesus. He was so attractive in His way of dealing with people that people just loved to be around Him. And that's number one for us in our relationships with people. Not to hammer them with truth or to condemn them about this or that and say, you know, you need to get your life right about this or that. Number one is let them see the beautiful, gracious nature of God in the way that we deal with them. Don't be a taker in your relationships. Be a giver. Don't look for how people can help you out. Look for how you can help them out. That's number one. And He was speaking the word to them in both stories. You find He's teaching them, and that is that our interactions with people needs to have truth content. Be looking in your relationships with people for how to have God conversations with them. And often the way into those conversations is not with a big spiritual religious declaration, but simply with a question. What do you think happens when a person dies? Or what do you think about this? Or how do you handle this in your life? Or these kinds of things, questions that go below the surface. And then just see where God takes the conversation or where the other person takes the conversation. Then we see also that Jesus' sense of purpose, His sense of mission had to do with sinners. That term is a little bit kind of degrading today if you were to call someone a sinner, but in reality, isn't that where we all are? Sinners. It's kind of pictured in that first story. This paralyzed guy is brought to Jesus. And you know, that guy knew he needed help. I want to say to you, so do the people in your life. They try to portray an image on the surface, and you might say, I don't know how to talk to this guy. He seems secure. He seems happy. And, you know, nothing's going on. But the reality is, God has made us for Himself. And in our lives, we are not at rest. We're not at peace. There's not a wholeness about our lives until we are in relationship with Him. And if there are people in your life who don't know God, you need to get past the surface in their lives. You need to open up about your own life, your own struggles, your disappointments, your hopes. Go deeper than the surface in sharing with them, and then learn deeper than the surface about them as well. By going deeper, that's where you're on your way to more meaningful interaction on the personal level with people in your life. Then we saw yesterday that Jesus' method of sharing the gospel with people, it was not religious, it was relational. Let me tell you something, the people in your life don't want you to get all religious with them, but they do want you to openly, in your relationship, share about your walk with God and talk to them about how they can know God too. Put it on the relational level. There's Jesus hanging out in Levi's home with all these tax collectors and sinners, and the religious people come to Jesus' disciples and say, why would Jesus do that? Don't those people need to come to the synagogue if they want to get right with God and go through all our rituals? No, they didn't. What they needed was to hang out with Jesus. And it could be that the reason God has put you in the lives of your friends around you is as a real enormous gift to them because you know Jesus. And God wants to reveal Himself to them through you. Do it on the relational level. Don't wait for some big religious activity to come into their lives. You be the person who talks to them about God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.